The scripture lesson for this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Matthew 1, 18 to 25. Listen to the word of the Lord. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do so, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Do you happen to know which song is number one in this week's Billboard's Hot 100? Some of you know. It's Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You." This is the 25th anniversary of this song, and it has claimed its seat in the modern classics. Not just in America, but all over the world. In Japan, Mariah Carey has been extremely popular. And each time she sings there, even though it is not Christmas, even though the cherries are blooming, she is required to include this song in her concert. Now, Carey wrote and produced this song by herself. The genius of the song is that it touches the hearts of everyone. It sounds like a love song, but it also connotes the spiritual aspect of wanting Jesus. That is the beauty of art. Furthermore, it's so joyful and jubilant that it truly represents Christmas spirit. And it meant to become a Christmas classic. Would it be nice more people would think about the "you" in "All I Want for Christmas Is You" to be Jesus? For most people around the world, Christmas is known for giving and receiving gifts. However, they often forget that it was because 2,000 years ago, on this day, we receive a gift from God, the best, the greatest, and the most precious gift ever. That is his only son, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine, as we open the gifts from friends and family, we often forget to open the greatest gifts given to us. Just like the first Christmas, the gifts was quietly hidden in the manger behind an inn. It would be a mistake to tuck him in the back of our minds and at the corner of our garage again. I know that for some people, Christmas can be a lonely time because they miss the loved ones that they used to celebrate with. However, as Mariah Carey said in an interview, what we really want for Christmas is not the physical gifts, not even the loved ones that have passed on, but the one that we truly long for, we know who that is. Deep inside, we want a Savior to relieve our pain, our confusion, depression, and suffering in this fallen world. Having Him equals having everything. Having Him in our hearts restores our joy again. This Christmas, I want to remind you of five greatest gifts that we must claim. All these five gifts are packaged together in one precious gift wrapping known as Emmanuel. The prophecy has it that, look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. I've discovered that many Americans don't unwrap their Christmas gifts, maybe because of our prosperity and we seem to have everything. I'm talking about adults. Of course, kids will always love to open their gifts. Sometimes because of our material abundance, we become indifferent to the material gifts. A gift that is not unwrapped is equivalent to not receiving it. However, we must open these five spiritual gifts because it is what makes life meaningful and worth living. The first one is unwrap the gift of God's presence. Not just present, presence. The first gift is the presence of God, because one of Jesus' nicknames is Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. His presence in our life is God's presence with us. Now, the presence of God is where happiness is. As King David said, in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Just imagine what a beautiful place to be at God's presence. In fact, King David wrote maybe the first or a Christmas song similar to All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's known as Psalm 27. Read it. In which he said, one thing I ask of the Lord that I will seek after, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, do I seek. As if he's singing, all I want for Christmas is you. The consciousness of God's presence is invaluable. Meditating on his life stories brings you the fullness of joy and everlasting pleasure that nothing can compare. Even King David, with all his royal luxuries, couldn't match what he possessed with the joy of the presence of God. No success or achievement in our lives can bring us pleasure equal to God's presence. So unwrap this spiritual gift and welcome God's presence in your life. The second one we need to unwrap is the gift of God's peace. Another nickname of Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Emmanuel brings us not only happiness, but also peace. For some people, peace is more important than happiness, because without peace, how can we be happy? Our world is hungry for peace. I remember when we were young, even though life may be tough, we thought peace would happen one day. But as we grow older, we found peace to be even at a further distance. Bertrand Russell was a peace activist and one of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century. He was a renowned atheist, and one of his famous essays was Why I Am Not a Christian. When Russell was on his deathbed, he asked his wife, his third one, to hold him. And he said, honey, you know that I've been a peace activist all my life, But I've never found peace except in your arms. It sounds very sweet and it sounds romantic, but also very sad from the spiritual perspective. It tells us that this great mind of the time had missed unwrapping the gift of peace. Russell looked for peace elsewhere, but didn't find it. Don't make the same mistake again, like him. Stop looking for peace on this earth where it cannot be found. Instead, unwrap the peace that is already given to you. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." It says the peace Jesus gives us is different from what the world can give us. The peace the world gives us is temporal. It's like a ceasefire. But what Jesus gives us is eternal. It's a profound peace nothing can destroy. So claim God's peace. The third gift we need to unwrap is the gift of God's power. Have you ever found yourself powerless in certain things you want to accomplish or change, or a habit? Maybe some people try to lose weight, or it's always a hard thing to do. We all can use a little bit more power to achieve our dreams. We are like smartphones, always power thirst, always running out of juice. We end up having to charge them almost daily. One of the best-selling electronics in our time is the power pack. I'm sure you have one if you carry a smartphone. At Christmas, God displayed his power over nature. "For nothing would be impossible with God," was Angel Gabriel's word to Mary when he came to announce the miracle of Christ's incarnation. Because of Emmanuel, God is with us, this power is a gift to you also. If you can tap into God's power through constant consciousness of God's presence, it would be like having a smartphone permanently plugged into the power source, and you will have the unlimited power supply for your life. So claim the gift of God's power. And fourthly, unwrap the gift of God's promises. We live in a fallen world, which Buddhism calls it a sea of suffering. In addition to God's presence, peace, and power, we also need hope to cope. God's promises is our hope, because nothing else can guarantee fulfillment. Emmanuel, God is with us, is the fulfillment of the past promises of God, which assures us that the other promises God has given to us will also be fulfilled in the future. One important promise that you need to unwrap at this time is God not only gives you the power to swim through this sea of suffering, but also guarantees you that you will overcome this life triumphant. The Apostle Paul wrote, "I'm confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ." What it means is that because of Emmanuel, God is with us, God has begun a good work in you, and he will bring it to completion. You may fail to keep your promises, but he will never fail to keep his promises. We often sing, "Our God is a faithful God. God is not only with you for now, but also with you forever." That is what Emmanuel brings. So unwrap the gift of God's promises. Lastly, unwrap the gift of God's purpose. One of the most important questions we often ask is, what is my purpose in life? The problem is we tend to find the answer everywhere except the right place. Let's say if you want to know the purpose of an electronic device that you know nothing about, check out its manual, user manual. Or better yet, consult the creator or find a demonstration. Because Jesus is Emmanuel, God is with us. He brought both the manual and the demonstration of what life should be. He says, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God would know whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking on my own. If you are willing to do God's will and fulfill God's purposes for your life, listen to Jesus' teaching and you will feel your path enlightened. As the psalmist said, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Not only did Jesus bring the user manual for your life, but he also came to demonstrate how to live and fulfill God's purpose. Jesus said, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, if you are sick and tired of this stressful world, if you are swimming, if you're drowning in the sea of suffering, come to me and learn from me. My way is easier. God's purpose for you is not busyness, but restful and effective. Following God's purpose, you will make maximum impact with minimum effort. Jesus' ministry lasted only 3 years, but his impact reached billions of people around the world throughout history over thousands of years. If an unknown baby born in a manger in a small town could make such an impact in this world, your impact in this world could be huge. Jesus said, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. It means God has a greater plan for you. That is the gift of Emmanuel. So claim it. Now, these gifts are huge and very important for our lives. And if you find it difficult to unwrap these five gifts, Jesus has established a community to support each other in unwrapping these gifts. And it is the church, as we all belong to now. It's much easier to unwrap these gifts together. So you need to belong to a church to develop the consciousness of God's presence, God's peace, God's power, and promises and purpose. The word Christmas came from the combination of two words, Christ and Messiah, just like the first verse we read, Christ the Messiah. Now, we should all consider, all we want for Christmas is Christmas, Christ the Messiah. Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.